круги, сплять в росі луги, тільки ти і я, і ясна зоря. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія. Я навік твоя. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія. Я навік твоя. Я тебе знайшла у чужій краю, тебе кохаю. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія. Я навік твоя. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія.
Coming Canadian jazz sensation Teresa Sekirka of Canadian Idol fame, that is from her CD Ukrainian Roots, Antisha Navkruhe, Silence All Around. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчик-Макворі, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. It is great to have you with me again. We have a great program lined up for you. Coming up on Ukrainian Food Flair, Sylvia Molnar will share a recipe for a wonderful winter soup, just right for the winter weather we're still enduring. As well, we've got Keith Perron back with news from Ukraine, and he's got the top stories of what is going on in the political scene there. And we will have part four of our chat with Brian Cherwick of the Cubasonics, and he'll be telling us a little bit more about the group in this chat before he leaves us until the next time. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Winnipeg, which is fairly new on the scene. Actually, the main character of this group is formerly from Shum. His name is Greg Udod, and he's joined by several other local musicians, and they put together a group called Siege. And it is a group that has some elements of traditional Ukrainian folk music and polka music, but also they're kind of doing some fusion stuff and coming up with some pretty interesting original compositions and some stories, like this next tune that is coming up, and it is from their CD Home of the Cossacks, and it tells the story of the Cossacks. It is called Back to the Siege.
Archangel to lead them on their way across the sea and land to fight a foreign man. They did what they had and then they sang.
Go back
to the siege.
To the siege.
Home of the Cossacks.
Hey!
Go back to the siege.
To the siege.
In the heart of Ukraine. Kneel down and pray. The headsman must lead them to war on this day. From the left and the right, we'll pull the forces in. We'll defend our precious steps till the end. We'll go back to the siege.
To the siege.
Home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go back to the siege.
To the siege.
In the heart of Ukraine.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thank you. хлопці козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, хлопці козацького роду.
And a CD called Reshito, that was Oksana Mucha with Chlopci Rebolovci, the Fisher Boys. Coming up next is a group from Montreal by the name of Rushnichuk, very well known to fans of Ukrainian music over the years, and actually new up-and-coming fans as well, because they're very active in social media on Facebook. They're digitizing their collection, as I've been mentioning from time to time since we've been in touch with Stephen Drusiak. Stefan is the drummer of the group, and he's pretty much been the spokesman as well. And we spoke with Steve some time back, and I did promise you that we're going to bring that to you shortly, and we're going to start in the next week or two, along with some of the tunes that he provided, which, by the way, you can get on iTunes now. In the meantime, we've got one of those songs that he sent to us. It is called Misets na Nebi, Moon in the Sky.
Thank you.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Nothing beats curling up in the middle of winter with a warm bowl or mug of homemade soup. Many commercial soups that are simply ready for reheating don't even come close to the therapeutic, health-boosting vitamin and mineral-rich soups that you make at home in your kitchen. Another bonus is that making soups at home allows you to make a nice big batch and freeze single servings for reheating at a later date for quick lunch or dinner. We know Ukrainians love their mushrooms, and many Ukrainians have the knowledge of where, when, and how to pick the right ones in the wild. Fortunately, for those who don't, wild mushrooms are available in many supermarkets. If you're adventurous, try and use some wild mushrooms. Their delightful flavors, textures, and colors make this soup multidimensional. Whether you use wild or cultivated mushrooms for this soup, the results will be delicious. To make this easy winter mushroom soup, you'll need 1.5 pounds fresh mushrooms, domestic or wild, or both, sliced, 1 large onion, finely chopped, 3 tablespoons butter, 3 tablespoons flour, 2 potatoes, diced, 1 parsnip, sliced, 1 turnip, diced, 8 cups water or chicken stock, salt, and freshly ground pepper to taste. Saute the mushrooms and onions in butter, cooking until onions become soft. Sprinkle with flour and mix. Cook the other vegetables and water or stock until done. Add the mushroom-onion mixture, stirring while bringing to a boil. Season to taste and continue to cook over medium heat for 10 minutes. Serve hot with a nice rye or whole grain bread. Spring will be here soon, but this soup will help take some of the chill off these last dreary days of winter. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Дороги іншої не треба, поки зорить чумацький шлях. Я йду від тебе і до тебе, по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені можна не любити, тобі не можна не
and musical icon from Ukraine, Taras Petrenenko, and a song that is almost becoming a theme song about Ukraine. It's very beloved. Everyone who's ever heard that song has always said, I just love it. And why wouldn't you? It is called Simply Ukraino, and it is, I'm not sure what album it's from. If it is on an album, it was a single acquired during the days of the Orange Revolution back a few years ago, almost a decade now. Wow. Time sure flies. At any rate, that was Taras Petrenenko and Ukraino.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, $7 billion gas bill, a collapse at the old Chernobyl nuclear site, and EU warns time is running out. I'm Keith Parent. Well, the gas drama between Russia and Ukraine is nothing new. It seems like an ongoing saga. Some people have said it's more like a Greek tragedy. Well, just recently, Russia sent Ukraine a bill worth $7 billion. Not $7 million, but $7 billion. Ukraine says it refuses to pay. We have this story from Alexandra Malakolop.
Russia and Ukraine are embroiled in yet another gas dispute. Russia's Gazprom bills Ukraine's Naftogaz to pay $7 billion for having taken less gas in 2012 than contracted.
Under a 2009 contract, Ukraine should buy 52 billion cubic meters of Russian gas a year, with the possibility of it being reduced by 12% to 42 billion cubic meters. The lower volumes are linked to take-or-pay clause in the contract, which means Ukraine needs to pay for a set minimum of 42 billion cubic meters of gas, whether the country uses it or not.
This is far above the $33 billion that Ukraine imported last year. Kyiv says the current heavily disputed 2009 gas contract is unfair, and in late 2011, Ukraine's energy officials had announced a reduction in natural gas consumption by 10 billion cubic meters. Ukraine's energy minister has stated that his country will not foot the bill.
Ukraine fulfilled the contract provisions of gas supplies, making payment for the consumed gas in time and in full. Naftogaz also repeatedly notified the Russian monopoly about its intention to reduce gas import.
The current claim by Gazprom may have a political context, experts agree, as Russia is paving the way for setting up a gas transport consortium based on Ukraine's gas pipeline network.
The gas transportation system is collapsing. Russia is losing its market. Gazprom is trying to put all in as it believes that Ukraine is cornered with its gas deal.
Russia has already warned Ukraine of stipulated sanctions. However, Gazprom is highly likely to lose the case in the Stockholm Court of Arbitration.
For Gazprom, it will be difficult to prove why Ukraine, the country that is paying the highest non-marketable gas price in Europe, has to pay for gas it hadn't used.
While these attempts haven't been successful, Russia forces Ukraine to enter its customs union with Belarus and Kazakhstan to forge lower gas prices.
Kyiv has previously balked at the Belarus scenario with surrendering the pipe and lowering the price in its testy gas talks with Russia. Experts believe this is not the last hardball for Ukraine that is actively gaining resources of diversifying its gas imports. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
It's more than 25 years since the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. In that time, they have tried to contain the radioactive material from the reactor that melted down. But there seems to be one problem after the next. First, there was a corruption scandal involving the construction company that was going to build a dome around the reactor. And then just recently, well, it collapsed. We have this story from Peter Marks.
A roof at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant has collapsed under the weight of snow. There are no immediate radiation concerns. Authorities say no one was injured when the roof of an engine room caved in. The accident affected an area covering 600 square metres close to the sarcophagus that seals the reactor from the outside world. The contaminated land around the plant is designated a depopulated exclusion zone following the 1986 explosion.
I'm sure that's one story that we'll be following over the next little while. Ever since the trial and prison sentence of Yulia Tymoshenko, the relationship between Ukraine and the European Union has gotten shakier and shakier. But it seems now the European Union is warning Ukraine that time is running out. We have this story from Neville Russet.
The EU has warned Ukraine time is short in the race to revive key deals on trade and closer political ties. Visiting Kiev, a senior official called for action and progress on reforms. Brussels shelved the deals, saying the prosecution of opposition politicians was selective justice. Ukraine disagrees.
The political and politological term itself, selective justice, is not quite understood now in Ukraine. Because this term is about a system which doesn't exist in Ukraine, a system of selective justice. And EU is talking on just few cases, well known here, and we are ready to talk.
The EU Commissioner Stefan Fula said the agreements could be signed later this year, but Ukraine needed to prove it could emerge as a modern European country. He also cited shortcomings in elections last October and warned Kiev not to join a customs union with Russia. He's met President Yanukovych today, who's indicated he's ready for compromise. The visit coincides with ongoing chaos in Ukraine's parliament, where opposition parties have blocked proceedings in protest at MPs' voting procedures.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Powell. See you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now Brian Cherwick rejoins us for the fourth installment in our four-part series of Chit Chats with Brian, along with some musical illustrations of what his group, the Cubasonics, has been doing over the past several years. Let's start now with a song from their third CD called Big Beat Music and the Old Chaban.
We'll be right back. Kaban is a dance that a folk dance. It's kind of like a polka, except at the end of each phrase, you could hear this sort of two solid beats. And when the dancers are dancing, they stomp their feet on the floor with those two solid beats. And as a kid, I used to go to lots of family weddings in the part of Saskatchewan near Kamsack and Norquay, Saskatchewan. And and that was a real popular dance. And still, even up until this day, you know, if you go to some sort of a social dancing event there, they still do Chaban from time to time. And this particular version we took from an old 78 recording by Pavlo Humanyuk, who was a famous fiddler in New York in the 1920s and 30s. And so it takes the tune that I heard for years and years, but it also adds a couple verses about the Chaban. So for those that don't speak Ukrainian, it tells you the first verse. It says, "Hey, Chaban," or "Hey, Shepherd, you know, why don't you give up looking after sheep?" And he says, "Well, I would, but I'd be in trouble because I've learned how to steal really well." And in the next verse, he says, "You know, I've already stolen two rams and one ewe. And by the way, I also have the opportunity to pick out any fine young woman from the village that I choose." So, yes, we also tried to recreate the kind of sound that was used in those old recordings of the 1920s. And Humanyuk was well known as a fiddler, but as he went to each recording session, he brought along whatever musicians he happened to be playing with at the time, or sometimes he even added people that were playing, you know, in the studios where he was doing his recording. And so the old recording of Chaban that we used as the bass for this had a violin, and it had a piano, and it had a percussionist, but it also had a trombone that was playing the bass part. And so we were able to get a friend, Ryan Purchase, to come in and help us with that trombone part, and it really added to the flavor of that old style recording. Song number 5 is also called Chaban, and you may have noticed that the melody is the same as old Chaban. And basically what we did was take that old tune and give it a new kind of packaging. And one day I was just out for a walk and kind of humming the tune of Chaban in my head and trying to think of what it is we could do with it. And I got the idea of that twangy kind of guitar sound that was used in old surf music of the 60s. So that was the route that we took with this, and thought it would be also a good way to come up with something for people in the audience who were not Ukrainian speakers, find something that they could join in. They could join in on the shouting of Chaban. So while you're listening to this CD, you could shout along if you like. We also tried to use again some of the sounds from the period that we're emulating. So the organ sound that's being used there is kind of like the cheesy organs of the 60s. And you still get to hear, though, besides those 1960s pop sounds, the violin and the cimbala still creep in there. And on both versions of Chaban, you hear both Rod playing the violin tune. And then later on, when you hear the violins double up, that's Rod and Maria both there. And again, at the beginning of this, you hear Jay with a twangy guitar and Tom on the drums.
Thank you. You did this wonderful thing called Coop's Commentary with the Big Beat Music.
Oh, yes.
And I wish you would do that with all of them, because I discovered this and I thought, what the heck is this? It was an MP3 on track. So I burned it, and then next time I was out, I listened to music driving a lot. So I listen to a lot of my Ukrainian music. And so I'm listening to this, just about drove off the road when you told a story about your aunt brewing home brew. And every single story you told, I knew, except the one that really that was hilarious was the one about Nick's Kubasa. I thought that was so clever. Because I could, what is Nick? Who? I wonder who Nick is. Like, is that, do you think, maybe that's my uncle Nick he's writing about? But no, he did homebrew. He didn't though, Kubasa. What is this Nick? And then I listened to the Kub's commentary, and you explained that was a way to get the name into your song.
Hi, this is Brian Cherwick of the Kubasonics. And thanks for buying our CD, and we'd like to welcome you to this bit of a director's commentary. Our first song on this CD is called Nick's Kubasa, and we started out with this song because I was trying to think of a way to put the name of our band into a song, and I always kind of liked it when you heard other bands or artists who had their name in a song, Hey Bo Diddley or something like that. So we were kind of thinking of trying to, how do you could put Kubasonics into a song, and we kept saying Kubasonics, 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 Kubasan, figured out, hey, we could make a song about a guy making Kubasa. So that's really how the whole thing came together. It was partly that, partly this, the sound of the tune also came from thinking of these old kind of Western twangy guitar things, like the solo in Ghost Riders in the Sky. And so in between the verses, you hear Jay playing that sort of twangy Telecaster solo. And that was really the sound I had in my head when I first started coming up with the tune for this song, Nick's Kubasa.
We played that song probably for about 4 months. Like, we had been playing at shows and whatever for about 4 months, and until one night as we were playing it our fiddle player started laughing, like laughing hilariously, saying, "What's it? I just got it. It's Kuba's song." He's been singing that song for months. I'm thinking the same thing as you. Like, all right, Brian wrote another stupid song, whatever, right?
Well, thanks for all that, so much for taking the time to share all this great information, and really look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Brian Sherwick, formerly with the Kuba Sonics and currently now in Newfoundland doing interesting things with a group called the Republic of Garlic. He's got his kids and local musicians involved with a great fusion project blending Ukrainian and Celtic music that has become indigenous to the east coast of Canada. Very interesting stuff that he's doing on the other island, on the other side of this great continent in this great country. And we'll be bringing you lots of news, hopefully, from Brian and his new project out there in the weeks and months ahead here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Saturdays on the PCJ network around the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, as well Sundays in Vancouver at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB, and in Nanaimo on CHLY 101.7 FM Wednesdays at noon. In between programs, you can reach us online at www.nashholos.com. As well, you can get the podcast to this particular program on the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com/nash-holos. Ну, ж, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Життя людське, як море рухливе, переносить добро і зло нещасливе. And our proverb of the week translates as, "Life is like the restless sea, it brings both good and ill." Well, that just about wraps up another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end, we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton from their wedding album CD and Freddie's Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.
Вчора аж до рання Любка ще хворила, впала п'яця на пиво, Любка та ще збила. А їхав я він у пигу Любку купувати, а там пана дівчинку їв ще торгувати. Маришка там гавула, як попродувала, а я її попросив, де вона торувала. Як зачала торувати, бізом робити, а я мушу, я її зачатку і купити. Трошка п'яна була, кумо ждала, та й забула. Тепер ходить і шукає, кумо ждала, та й не дбає.